We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
Here to give us some important details, research analyst for Illinois Policy Institute, Bryce Hill. Bryce, thanks for coming on the show today. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, too.
So when we look at the way that J.B. Pritzker comes to his information, he presents it to the voters in the state of Illinois, he's got a lot of answers. He's got a lot of solutions. He's got a lot of things that are going to make all of our financial woes go away in the state of Illinois. The question is, how's he coming to a lot of these numbers that seem to solve some of these problems? Is there anything political involved in here, or is it just straight economical facts?
Well, I would say that his estimates for where the state's going to be in the future are completely political, and they're all based around selling his political agenda and getting his progressive income tax passed. So what he does is he makes some really dangerous assumptions and overly optimistic assumptions about, you know, the future of the Illinois economy, and he ultimately ends up overstating income growth in the state by up to $32 billion for the future, and then at the same time masks the true size of the budget deficit by up to another $1 billion. So ultimately what that means is he's making things seem better than they are, so he can promise a small tax cut to a lot of people and still generate new revenue, when in reality things are going to be much worse. And you know, as he said, he doesn't have any firm race, and what that's going to ultimately mean is that the middle class is facing higher and higher taxes.
So if J.B. Pritzker puts forth this information, just like he said himself, that this is what he's proposed here, once it becomes law, if he is able to get the progressive income tax into law, and we find out, wow, this math that we were given in order to get a yes vote, this not really cutting it. We need a lot more money here. What happens then?
What happens then is that, you know, middle-class taxpayers are going to likely be facing a tax hike. The General Assembly is going to then turn to taxpayers and say we need more money because we've spent it based on these estimates. So it's really unfortunate that the governor is misleading not only the general public, but members of the General Assembly who he's asking to vote for a progressive income tax with this really, really faulty math that has no basis in reality. So even though lawmakers or people think that this is going to be a tax cut for 97% of Illinoisans, it is absolutely not. The numbers simply do not work. They really just pulled out of thin air to sell this agenda.
So, and we've had some Metro East mayors here locally signing on to support the governor's proposals here. What do these mayors know that we don't? What are they thinking?
Well, they probably don't know anything that we don't. They've probably been told the same lies. They've probably been told that, you know, the future of Illinois is going to look really bright and that we're going to have a whole lot more money to raise taxes from than we actually are. And that means that we're going to be able to give a small tax cut in exchange for a progressive income tax that raises even more revenue than we get right now. So unfortunately, these numbers just, they don't work. The size of the budget deficit, like I said, is understated. Ultimately, what that means is that we're going to have to hike taxes even more because his future spending is based on all these rosy predictions.
Yeah, it's really shocking to consider the fact that the once this progressive income tax would be put into place, if it does get to the ballot where we all would have a say in it in 2020. Once those rates are, or once those tax brackets are created, those rates are subject to whatever the General Assembly wants to, you know, get through and get signed into law. That's a scary proposition for taxpayers already burned in the state of Illinois.
Absolutely, and as the governor himself said, you know, he's not married to those rates or those brackets. So, really, he's asking people to vote on a blank check. So we don't have any clue what actual rates or brackets are going to look like because nobody's actually introduced them into the legislature.
Yeah. Well, we're going to continue to watch this, and we appreciate Illinois Policy Institute's help regarding this issue. It's always great to have you on, Bryce. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.